Kavosa the Rapapi Mistavra. But it's more Mistavra than Rapapi learned. Because Rapapi learned the opposite way. That a shul into a Beis HaMedrash it's also, but a Beis HaMedrash into a shul it's mutter. And Rapapi said no, a shul into a Beis HaMedrash is mutter, a Beis HaMedrash into a shul is also. So more brings the right to Rapapi. The Yom Yeshua ben Levi, Beis HaKnesses mutter lasses Beis HaMedrash, says clearly. A Beis HaKnesses you could make into a Beis HaMedrash. Shema Amino, that a Beis HaMedrash has more Kedusha, and you could change a shul into a Beis HaMedrash. Dorash Bakapur. My Dichsiv, what does the Pesach say? Says, what does the Pesach say? Dichsiv, Vayisroif as Beis HaShem, they burnt the Beis HaMikdash, Vyas Beis HaMelech, Vyas Kol Boti Rishalayim, Vyas Kol Bayis Godel Sarah Beish. All the big houses they burnt also. So now, Beis HaShem, what does the beginning of the Pesach say? Vayisroif as Beis HaShem, they built, they burnt the Beis HaShem. What does the Beis HaShem mean? Ze Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMelech, Elo Paltor and Shemelech. That's the king's palace, they burnt also. V'yas kol boti v'shalayim k'mashmo. All the houses were also burnt down. V'yas kol bayis godol sora beish. So what does it mean? What's called the bayis godol that was burnt? Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shur ben Levi, Tzimach Loikis. Chadoma mokim shemegadlim boi Torah. One says like Rav Papi, it's a Beis HaMedrash, where you learn Torah, that's called the Beis HaGodol. That's called the big house. The Chadoma one says, no, mokim shemegadlim boi Tefillah. That's like Rav Papa. They say that the Beis HaKnesses has more Kedusha. Where they daven, that has more Kedusha. Now, man, the Yom HaTorah, the one that says Torah, in the Siddur Pesach says, Hashem Chofetz, the man Tzidkoi, Yagdol Torah v'yadir. So it's a Yagdol Torah, Torah is great, so Beis HaGodol means a base where they learn Torah. Man, the Yom HaTfilah, the Siddur says the Pesach, Sapra no HaGdolos, Hashir Oso Elisha, that say over the great things that Elisha did. For Elisha, the Yavid, Barach Mehu, the Yavid, and Elisha did only through davening. So you see, davening is also called gedolus. The pasuk says the Beis HaGodol here, called by his godol sorav, means the Beis HaKnesses. Moshe says, "Tistayim the Bishur ben Levi Diyama Mokum Shagadlam by Torah." It's right. He's the one that says the place where they learn Torah that's greater. That's called the Bayis Godol. The Yom Yeshua ben Levi Beis HaKnesses Mutel Lasses Beis HaMedrash Ramina. He also holds the Peshita that you allow to change around the Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash. A Beis HaMedrash has more Kedusha, therefore when it says the Bayis HaGodol, it means the place that they learned Torah. So Mishnah says, Avo Mochru Torah, Leikul Svarim. But if you sell a Sefer Torah, with the money you're not allowed to buy Svarim. That's going down the Kedusha. As you boil it, Ma'al Limcha Sefer Torah Yoshin, Likach Boi Chodesh. Are you allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah and with the money to buy a new Sefer Torah? Kiva de loy mali loy yosef. One svar is, you're not making more Kedusha though. They both have the same Kedusha. Like, might not come in if it looks nicer, if it's newer, but after Kedusha Shabbai, they both have the same Kedusha. So maybe it's also. Oy Dilma, kiva de leka leluye, iluya chrina shapadami. True. Usually, when you sell it, you're supposed to buy something that has more Kedusha. But that's if it's possible. Here there's nothing, it's not possible. Nothing has more Kedusha than a Sefer Torah. So therefore maybe it's mutter to sell it for another Sefer Torah. Like what else are you going to do with the money? Maybe it's mutter. Mr. Toshima, come and bring your proof. Our Mishnah says, Ava Mochru Torah Laiku Svarim. If you sell a Sefer Torah with the money, you can't buy Svarim. You can't buy Nevi'im and Suvim. So it's a diyek, svarim udaloi, mashmi can't buy svarim. Torah b'tera shapadami. But if you want to buy another Sefer Torah with the money from the first Sefer Torah, it's mutter. So Mar says, masnisin diyevet. The Mishnah is talking about the yevet, that you already sold the Sefer Torah. So now that you have the money, you know what you do with the Sefer Torah. With the money, avad, the best thing to do is to buy another Sefer Torah. But that's the yevet if you went ahead and sold it already. Kika mi boilin l'chatchila. But my shalom is l'chatchila. You have your Sefer Torah, are you allowed to l'chila go and sell it? I'm going to ask to use the money to buy another Sefer Torah. That's my shalom. So Toshima, come and bring your proof. Girl in Sefer Torah, the mitzvah is chumashim. You're allowed to be girl in Sefer Torah with the mantles from chumashim. Rashi, chumashim in Sefer Torah, shein v'yela chumashach. It only has one chumash. He has something, only has gracious in it. It doesn't have that much kedusha. So you're allowed to use its mantle to be girl in Sefer Torah, to put it around the Sefer Torah. Same thing, you have a chumash, only bracious, you could use the mantle of matfachas from Nevi'im. Uksuvim. Avoloi Nevi'im uksuvim matfachas chumashim. but you can't take the mantle from the Chumash and use it for the Vimuk Suvim. For Loi Chumashim and Fakha Sefer Torah. And you can't take the mantle from the Sefer Torah and use it for Chumashim. Ketoni Mios, Girlim Sefer Torah and Tfachas Chumashim. You're allowed to be girl of Sefer Torah with the mantle from a Chumashim. Mitfachas Chumashim in, Mitfachas Sefer Torah Loi, Mashma, only because it's a mantle from another Chumash. You're allowed to change it over to a Sefer Torah. The Mashma mantle from one Sefer Torah, you cannot use it for another Sefer Torah. Same as Sefer, what's the Sefer say though? No, that's the dig, I'll bring your proof the other way. Ema Sefer. V'loi Chumashim in Mitfachas. Sefer Torah. You can't use the mantle from a Sefer Torah and put it on a Chumash. It's a diyak. It's only the mantle to a Chumash you can't use. The mashma to another Sefer Torah, you could use it. From here we can't bring any proof. We're still down to our suffix. What's the lacha could you use from one Sefer Torah to another Sefer Torah? Does it have the same Kedusha or not? Like, could you use it, change it or not? Toshima. Right, we'll stop here. You're holding that Chav Zayin. We're in the middle of a shayla again about selling a Sefer Torah. Can you sell a Sefer Torah, an old one, in order to buy a new one? That was in the middle of a shayla. That was a shayla. By the way, Ma Lumcha Sefer Torah Yoshen Likach B'Chodesh. Are you allowed to sell an old Sefer Torah in order to buy a new one? That was the Gemara shayla. So we're in the middle now. Gemara says Toshima. Look for a few lines down. Toshima. Alachar is Menichin Sefer Torah Agabi Torah. You're allowed to put down a Sefer Torah on top of another Torah. The Torah Agabi Chumashim. You can put down a Torah on top of Chumashim. The Chumashim Agabi Neviim Uksuvim. You can put a Chumash on top of a Novi and Uksuvim. I will not the other way around. I will lay Neviim Uksuvim Agabi Chumashim. But you can't put a Novi or a Uksuvim on top of a Chumash. The lay Chumashim Agabi Torah. You can't put a Chumash on top of the Sefer Torah. So Chur says clearly here, though, that one Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah is mutter. So who you want to bring a proof then? Who then you could sell one Sefer Torah for the purpose of another Sefer Torah? They both have equal kedusha that it's mutter. So Morris says, Hanocha Kamrit, you want to bring me a proof from the fact that you're allowed to put one Sefer on top of another Sefer Torah? There's no proof. I'll tell you, Shani Hanocha, the Hanocha putting it down is different. Shani Anocha de Loyefsha, there's no other way to do it. And thus it has to be mutter to put one Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah. Why? Because if you're not going to say like this, like our Sefer Torah, we roll it up. We roll it from one side to the other side. So the question is, how do you roll up a Sefer Torah? One cloth, like one daf, is lying on top of the other daf. Every time you roll up the Sefer Torah, you have parchment on top of parchment. Ella, what do you have to say? Kivan Deleyev Shashari. Since it's not possible any other way, it's mutter. It's Archinami Kivan Deleyev Shashari. By putting one Sefer Torah on top of another Sefer Torah, there's no place else. How else do you do this Svarim? So bad it's mutter to put one Sefer on top of another Sefer. But here would not be a proof. If you want to sell a Sefer Torah, I will not have to buy another Sefer Torah. It could be that's the loser. Could be. I call from here, it says clearly, like you should not put a chumish on top of ksuvim. So l'chur, that's why some people are makpa today, that they don't put a siddur or a novi on top of a chumish. However, the other achrenim said that b'zman hazeh don't have to be that makfid, because the Gemara is talking about the chumish, means that that time was written on a gevil, really. It was written on a parchment. Just that the chumish means you only have one chumish, but it was written with the kedusha of a sefer Torah. Therefore, it has Kedusha, you can't put a Novi on top of a Chumash. Mashenken, our Chumashim that are just printed, that are not written on a cloth, doesn't have that much Kedusha, that it would be mutter to put Svarim on top of Chumashim. That's why some people are makel b'zman hazeh. Right. Toshima, the Yomar Rabba Bar Bachonu, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Mishim Mishim Megamliel, Lo Yimchar Odom Sefer Torah Yoshin, a person should not sell an old Sefer Torah, Likach B'Chodesh, in order to buy himself a new one. So here you see clearly it's usur to sell a Sefer Torah, an old one, I'm an us to buy a new one. So it says clearly it's usur. So Mara says no. Hosam Mishum Shiyusa. There I tell you we're afraid that you don't have a new Sefer Torah in mind to buy yet. You want to sell your old Sefer, and with the money you'll hold on to the money, until eventually maybe you'll find a Sefer Torah.
So there we're afraid maybe you won't find it. And to be poshaya, you use the money, there we're afraid. Ki kamrina, where is my question though, to go in the kosav umanach lefruke? Well, you have already a new Sefer Torah on the market. Somebody has a Sefer Torah to sell, a new one. And you have an old one. So the question is, are you allowed to sell your old Sefer Torah in order to have money to buy the new one? Maybe in this case it should be mutter. Over there it's also, of course, the new Sefer Torah is not around yet. And Rashi says, Mishum Shiusa, Shema Mishayimka Shub La Yikne. By the time that you sell, there won't be anything to buy. We're afraid you'll just waste the money. But here we're talking about that the new Sefer is already written, and it's ready to be sold. And all you have to do is just give him money. So you want to sell the old Sefer in order to get money to give to him? That's the question, is a mutter or not? So Toshima, come in here. The Yomer Rabbi Yechon Mishum Rabbi Meir. Ein Meichrin Sefer Torah Ela Lil Mei Torah. The only purpose you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah is only in order to learn Torah. You want to go to yeshiva to learn and you have no money. So you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to learn Torah. Velisa Isha, if you have to get married, you don't have money, you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to have the money to get married. So the Chorosh Shman Mina for here should be a proof of Raya that Torah B'Torah Shapadami. You are allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to buy another Sefer Torah. Just like it says here, you could sell the Sefer Torah in order to have money to learn Torah. So if you could use it to learn Torah, Lechura, the same thing, you could use it to buy another Sefer Torah. So Gemara says no. Gemara says, Dilma Shani Limud. Maybe learning Torah is better. Shaha Limud Mevu Lide Maisa. Because by learning Torah, that's going to bring you to do the mitzvahs. So that's why maybe you're allowed to sell the Sefer Torah in order to be able to do the Sefer Torah, to do the mitzvahs. Like if you learn, you'll be able to know how to do the mitzvahs. Mashen can just to sell one Sefer Torah, Amanas to buy another Sefer Torah, maybe that's also, so again you have no raya. Rashi says, Ela lil mei Torah, lispanes boi kishalei mei Torah. That you want to sit and learn Torah in the kolel, and you don't have money to live on. So you can sell the Sefer Torah in order to have money to live on, in order to sit and learn. Well, Gestalka Daitel Havamina is, do I did Likma Sefer Torah? The same svara should apply if you want to buy a Sefer Torah. Samara says no. That maybe learning is more important. Because through learning you come to do the mitzvahs. So you can sell a Sefer Torah to do mitzvahs. But not to buy another Sefer Torah. Vaiti Ishanami, that you see here, you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to have money to get married. I tell you, the Pasuk says, Loisayu Vero Loshevas Yitzorah. Hashem didn't create the world for nothing, so He created the world that we should be here. There should be people. So in other words, it's a tremendous thing to get married, to have children. So that's for, therefore you're allowed to sell a Sefer Torah in order to have a wife, to have children. But it could be to sell a Sefer Torah for another Sefer Torah. It's not that important. You have a Sefer Torah already. Maybe you have no right to sell one Sefer in order to buy another Sefer. And that's the way the Lachar is. The Lachar is you now want to sell a Sefer Torah for the purpose of buying another Sefer Torah. Tana Rabbanan. Lo yimchor odom Sefer Torah. A person should not sell a Sefer Torah that he owns. Af al pi shein etzorach loy. Even though he doesn't need it. In other words, Rashi, sheyesh lo yachar. Even though the person has already one Sefer Torah, and he wants to sell a spare one, still is not allowed to. It's called the bizoyin to the Sefer Torah to sell it. You're not allowed to sell it. Yes, Rakein, a big chiddush on this we learned. Om Rav Shimon Megamliel. Afilo ein loy ma yechel. If a person does not have what to eat, his mom is starving. O mocha Sefer Torah, and he sold the Sefer Torah in order to have money to live on. Havad, it's not talking about it's bikuach nefesh. We're not talking about where you're going to die. Stam, it's hard times, and you sell a Sefer Torah in order to use the money to live on. Or else you sell your daughter for a maid in order that you should have the money to live on. Is an eroya simen bracha liyulam. You should know from that money you won't see a simen bracha. It's not a nice thing to do. Rashi ain eroya simen bracha liyulam b'yosin adamim. With that money you won't see a simen bracha. It's not a good thing to do. You shouldn't sell a sefer Torah just to have money to live on. What we had before was if you want to sit and learn and you need the money to sit and learn, there it's mutter. Right. The Mishnah says then v'chein b'mois rasayim. With the leftover money, has the same thing that has the kedusha. Now, let's say you sold the shul. So, with the money, you have to buy. You're allowed to buy an aron hakodesh. You have to go up with the kedusha, not go down. Now, let's say you bought an aron hakodesh. You sold the shul for $1,000, and you spend $500 for the aron hakodesh. the leftover money, the extra $500, also has the same halacha that you can only use it to buy something with more kedusha and not go down with it. Amar Rava, loishanu alishamachru vihaisiru. It's only if you sold the shul, let's say, and you have leftover money. Abu Gavul, let's say we're talking about the beginning. You're going around now to collect money to buy a chvez to build a shul or to build an Aron HaKodesh, vihaisiru. And then the money you collected, you used it to buy the shul, but you have leftover money, you collected more than you need. Then mutter. Then with the leftover money, you can do whatever you want with it. There it doesn't have any kedusha, and you can do what you want with it. You collected money to buy your Sefer Torah and you bought the Sefer Torah. And you have leftover money from what you collected. You're allowed to do any type of mitzvah you want with it, even a lesser kedusha, lower kedusha. Because you never really used it yet for the kedusha chamura. Like you only collected the money, but you never really bought the Sefer Torah yet. So even though the money was set aside for that, your leftover money you could use for something else. More Eisvei. Have a kash from this. Eisvei Abaye. Abaye asks like this. We learned, Penedvar Mamurim, when do we say that you're allowed to use the leftover money for whatever you want? Shiloh Hisnu, where when you first collected, you didn't make any conditions. You didn't make a Tanai. Avol Hisnu, but let's say you made a condition at Tanai when you first collected the money. Afilo Luduch Susia Mutter. You could use all the leftover money for any purpose you want. We'll soon see what it means. Even for a messenger boy, still it's Mutter. So the Mar Hechidon, what are we talking about here? Eli, Moshe, Mochru, Vaisiru, we're talking about you sold the shul, and you have leftover money now, and you want to know could use the money for anything. Freddy Gemara, Ki Hisnu, my heavy. Even if you make a condition now, like I'm only selling the money, I'm going to ask to use the money for whatever I want, and what does that help, my heavy? Like, why does that help? You're ready, like you sold the shul, and the money is in the place of the Kedushas of the shul, you have to use the money for something Kaddish. You can't make a condition now to use the money whatever you want. Elo, we have to be talking about here. Shegovu, we're talking about now, you're first collecting the money now in order to buy a shul. Vayasiru, and you collected more than you need. Now, the leftover money, it says, time of the hisnu, because you made a condition when you first collected the money that you could use leftover money for whatever you want. It's a dia kol hisnu, mashnu, if you do not make this condition, loy, you're not allowed to use the leftover money for anything. So it's not like Rava. Rava before said, when you collected the money, any leftover money could be used for any purpose, even without a condition. So the Gemara answers like this. Li olam, we're talking about here, shemokru vaisiru. We're talking about you sold the shul, you sold the basic kinesis, and with the leftover money now, with the shul, you bought another Aron HaKodesh, but you still have some leftover money. Rochi koma, this is what the Braisa means to say. When does the Mishnah say that locha, that the leftover money still has kedusha, and you have to only buy something with more kedusha? Shaloi hisnu shiva tuvayir b'maymedan shayir. That when they sold the shul, they did not make this tanai in front of the seven politicians of the city, in front of the whole city. Abul hisnu shiva tuvayir. But let's say the seven people that take care of the public affairs of the city made a tanai. The b'maymedan shayir in front of everybody, all the people in the city. Is afilu d'chusia nami mutter. Then when they sell the shul, like we have before, they have a right to sell the shul completely. That the shul becomes into chulin, you can do whatever you want with it, and then what in the money also, you can do whatever you want with it. You can even use the money for other purposes in public affairs. You could use, like we'll soon see, to buy to get a messenger. So that's the chilik. If they're not doing b'sheva to the year, then the leftover money has kedushas basic neses, and they could only use it for something malin b'kodesh. Ma'ashekin, if the shiva to the year sell it, they have the right to sell it completely, and the kedusha goes off it, so the money they could do whatever they want with it. Omalei Abaye l'humu rabbonin. So Abaye asked one of the rabbonin to have a mesada masnis and kaima the rosheshes. Abaye asked one of the rabbonin that used to say over the mishnayis in front of rosheshes. The Sheshes were blind, so he needed somebody to say over the Mishnayos. Somebody used to be Mesader, say over the Mishnayos in front of him. So Abaye asked this Rabbonin, Mi Shmi Lechom Rav Sheshes. Did you hear over from your Rebbe Rav Sheshes, my Dususia? What does it mean, this Bryce, about the Susia? You could use the money even to buy the Susia. Omalei, so the Rabbonin answered back, yes. That Hochi Yom Rav Sheshes, This is what Rosh Hashanah said. It means Parsha the Mosa. There is a messenger for the city. The Drashi Parsha the Mosa, B'nei Ir, Seichrin Odom, the people in the city hire Odom Rechasos, a person that rides on a horse, She'elam Mizumin L'Shloicha B'Shnichus, L'Moishla Ir K'shitzorchu. He's like the messenger boy. Whenever they have to send a message someplace else, he gets on a horse fast and rides and gives over the message to the other person. So Kitsi allowed to use the money even to hire a messenger boy. Amar Abaye, Abaye said like this, Hilkach, like Abaye asked the Talmud from Rosh Hashanah what the word meant. So Abaye said like this, Hilkach, Haitzumim Rabbonin, Teshmiel Le Milsob Lo Yadi Perushai, if a Talmud Chochem, a young Rabbonin, is learning something and he doesn't know what it means, Le Shaulu Kaime, Deshchia Kaime Rabbonin, he should ask the question by somebody, even though that person is not a great Talmud Chochem, but if he learns by a big Rav, it's kedai to ask him. The layev should lay shmir lay min gavur rabba. But it's not possible, most probably hear it over what it means from the gavur rabba. Like here, Abaye asked the Talmud from Rosh Hashanah what the word meant, and the Talmud said over, yes, I heard from Rosh Hashanah what the suchsi meant. So in other words, you're allowed to ask the Talmud, even though he's not greater than you, but most probably he heard over from his Rebbe, he'll tell you what it means. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Bnei Yair. If you have Bnei Yair, means like a rabbin, a bunch of people, a large amount of people. Shahol Chul Yir Acheres. There's people from LA who went on a convention to San Francisco. Or Pasco Leim Tzedakah. When they went there to San Francisco, they were machayim themselves to give Tzedakah. Pasco, they said in Shul, they made an appeal to them. They said, yeah, we'll give money for Tzedakah. Halacha is, Neisman, they have to give the stucker there in San Francisco. They have to give it to the guy by stucker there. Hukeshen boyin, but when they come home now to L.A., mevien oisim mohin. They're allowed to take the money away from the guy by there and bring the money back to L.A. Umefarnesin bo aniya iron. They're allowed to give the stucker to the people in L.A. In other words, the Ika was the people from L.A., since there's a group of people that are called Chashim, like a group of L.A. people. So when them and now that stuck there in San Francisco, they didn't mean to give it to the Niyim there. They meant to give it to the Niyim in their own city. But as Xerah, we don't let them just hold on to the money, we're afraid they'll never give it. So as Xerah, or Samara Sayin, they have to give it to the Gabbai there. The people shouldn't say they're not being the kind of Dachoiv. They have to give the money to the Gabbai in San Francisco. But when they leave the city there and come back home, they take the money with them and give it out to the Niyim in their hometown. Martanya Nam Yochim, we learn like this also, that Bnei Yair, the people from the city, and there was a group of people, Shahol Chul Yir Acheret, they went to another city, Uposko Alein Tzedakah, and over there they made a psak, they pledged money for Tzedakah, the Lacher is Neisman, they have to give the pledge there in that city. They give it to the guy by Tzedakah there. Ukeshein Boyin, but when they come back home to the hometown, Mevin Oisimun, they bring the money with them and give it out to the Niyim in their hometown. That's only by Bnei Yair, a group of people. Mashen came to Yochid, if you only have one person, Shaholach Lir Acheres, a person from L.A. went to San Francisco. Uposko Olat Tzedakah, when he was there in Shul, he was Nachayev to give money for Tzedakah. Then the locker is, Tinosen Le'aniyah Oisayir. He has to give the money to the guy by there, and the money goes for the Niyim over there. If you're only a single person, we say you like butter to that city, and the money you gave has to go for the Niyim there. It's only if it's a group of people of L.A., you still have the shame L.A. people on you, and the money comes back to L.A. But the Rafuna Goza Taniso. Rafuna was Goza Ratainis. First, it wasn't rain then, he was Goza, people should fast. Oil Gabe Ravchona Bachaniloi. So Ravchona Bachaniloi came to Rafuna. The Chol B'nei Masya, and his own, all the people in the city also came with him to Rafuna. Is Romeo Lightstalker. By there, by the tainus, they machayev everybody to give tzedakah for yoivu, and they gave the tzedakah like the locher is to the guy by there by Rav Huna. Of the kiboy lemeisei, but when they wanted to go back home to their city, omrulei nois v'lanar, they told the guy by when give us back the money. They said, v'nezel umafarnez bo aniya mosin, give us back the money, and we'll use the money for the aniyim in our city. But the locher is. Here there was a few people, a group of people together, so the Chur, they have a right to take the money back home. Omalu, so Rav Huna said nothing doing. Omalu, Tanina, we learned like this. When was this said that you have the right to take the money back home with you? That's only b'shein shor.